hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're out to dinner, in a meeting, or with friends, and you feel it. Gas, bloating, or abdominal discomfort. Did you know that these could be caused by imbalance of bacteria in your gut? No matter what happens, you need the pro. That's where Align Probiotics come in. Developed by gastroenterologists and backed by over 20 years of research, Align Probiotics contain a strain of live, good bacteria that helps soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. Align puts the pro in probiotics. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester proudly welcomes you to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. From the east side to the Finger Lakes to the west side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica.
Good morning, Rochester. It's Jeff DeVeronica. How do I summon the energy? How do I do it? Like my buddy Vegas Dave says, how do I do it? How do I do it? Hey, welcome to another show. It's the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. My name's Jeff DeVeronica. I used to work for the Democrat and Chronicle. Some of you may not know that I don't work there anymore. I don't. It's my second school year out. I work now for Western Rochester Schools. Let's tell you what's going on in today's program, and I'm crossing my fingers, no jinx this week. I'll tell you about that in a second. We're going to have Pittsford men and girls basketball. The Vikings 16-1, a big win last night over Brockport after a shaky first half. They're trying to chase down my Irondequoit Eagles for the number one seed in Class A. And we'll talk with Coach Todd Julian and Junior Lexi Green and Senior Katie Bishoping. I think Katie's a senior. I know Lexi is a junior. But we'll talk with them in just a few minutes. We'll tell you about our athletes of the week, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, and our Finger Lakes Community College Team of the Week, who set history last night. Just a couple minutes. We'll talk some Spencer Port hockey with second-year head coach Ryan Ford and junior defenseman A.J. Husar. Rangers certainly proving last year was no fluke. They're 17-2 on the season. And then finally, we're going to set history again on today's show because I'm convinced, Rich, in 17 years, we have never had a guest named Chachi. Chachi Zambito, the coach of the – and I say this I was almost named Dino. So my dad wanted to name me Dino or Gino, and my mom won out, thankfully. But Chachi, I have to ask him if his parents are big fans of Happy Days, or maybe Joni loves Chachi. Alba boys basketball coach Chachi Zambito, in the all-time leading scorer in Alba basketball history that happened this week, Colton Dillon. So that's what's going on in today's show. We're going to bring on our first guest in just a second. And I'm going to preface this by telling them I got the reverse jinx on because last week we had on Victor Hockey. They went 0-2 this week after winning 17 of their first 18 games. Waterloo girls basketball, they were at 16-2, something like that. They lost last night to Palmac 63-60. And our third guest was who do we have as our third guest? I just had it. Oh, Leadership Basketball. Leadership Boys Basketball, a team that had only lost twice all season just to Aquinas. And, again, they lose this past week to East High School. They lose 94-80. So, now that being said, I choose guests that are going to have sometimes a big week coming up and have a good season. It's kind of a preview of the big week ahead. So it's not like they're losing to bad teams, the teams we've jinxed. But this is the reverse jinx, Mendon, Spencer Port, and Elba. The reverse jinx is on. And now let's bring on to the Special Tees Hotline, our first set of guests. And reminder, Special Tees is a great company down in Geneseo. They've been there for a long time, and they outfit Section 5 sports. So please consider if you want to put your logo on a pullover, a hat, drawstring bag, a duffel bag, whatever. You want to get it tattooed to your forehead, They can't do that. Probably be illegal. Specialtees1.com. That's T-E-E-S and then number 1.com. Let's first welcome on I consider him now a friend because I don't really cover Section 5 basketball the way I used to. His name is Todd Julian. He's the head coach of the Pittsford Menden girls basketball program. He's been doing that for, I'm going to guess now, like close to 20 years. Coming off a state championship and a terrific season for them, people thought maybe they might take a step back. And I was looking this morning and last night about who they lost. And this is certainly a team that has not taken a step back. His name's Todd Julian. Todd, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Jeff, I'm great. Thanks for having us on. I've got to tell you, I'm a little worried about this jinx, though.
Well,
as a matter of fact, Lexi Green's probably one of the most superstitious kids I've ever coached.
Well, Lexi, you can hang up right now. I'm kidding. You're having a great season. But you lost. I mean, Coach Alana Fersman, Mooney, Noggle, Maddie, Mike. These are not just players who put points on the board for you last year. They were leaders. But the great thing about where the program is now, Todd, is it seems like you reload. You don't try to find the girls were already in place to become leaders, weren't they?
Well, yeah, that's the two young ladies you got on the phone right here. That's Lexi and Katie. They went through that great run with us. They've been significant contributors to the program for many years. And you're right. We lost a ton to graduation, but we got quite a bit coming back. People are stepping in new roles, and hopefully we're peaking at the right time here.
Well, big win last night. It was pretty tight at halftime. I think, ladies, a 5-point game or so last night. I think it was 28-23 at the break, and I was, like, worried. I saw that. I'm like, oh, boy, we got an early jinx working here. But 33-13, you outscored Brockport, a team that was 14-4 in the second half out in Brockport. And, Lexi, you're averaging 19 a game. Katie, 13.5. First, let me ask Lexi this because, you know, Coach Julian in this run here and really his whole – he didn't bring up eighth graders if they're not going to contribute. Were you surprised when you got called up as an eighth grader 3 years ago to the varsity? Did that surprise you at all? Did you see that coming?
Yeah, it did surprise me. They had talked about it a little bit, but I wasn't sure if it was going to actually happen, but it was pretty exciting.
Were you nervous?
Yes, for sure. I was definitely nervous.
Katie, how many years you been on the varsity, Katie Bishoping?
So I got paid up the same time that Lexi did my freshman year, so since then.
What did you learn from the girls that were older than you on the team? What about how they did things? What did you take from that?
I learned that it takes so much work to get what you want accomplished and that being a good leader is being a teammate on and off the court.
Hey Todd, if you guys are all in the same room, back away from each other. We got a bit of an echo happening. I don't know if you are or not.
Okay,
Coach, let me ask you about Lexi first. Why you decided to bring her up? I saw. I mean, there was raw potential there, but what did you see in her? Because I don't think Todd have brought many eighth graders up to the varsity.
That's right. We haven't for a while, and you know, Lexi's a special talent. And we were, you know, she was a young kid at that point. She was, you know, one of probably a you know, good-sized kid for her grade level. And we brought up, ran her a couple years on JV as our point guard, moving from actually center in our youth program to point guard so we could develop some ball skills, that kind of stuff. It's really paid off. And by the end of that JV year, she was ready to come in and contribute right away.
And, Katie, I haven't seen you guys play this season, your team play this season, but I always remember, like, you can kind of do a lot of things on the court. What do you see as your role for this group, Katie?
Thank you, but I think that I want to try and get as many rebounds as I can and set good screens and get the ball to the players so I know can score like Lexi.
You know, in thinking, so Lexi does a lot of different things too. Coach, tell me a little bit about each one of their roles, and then I want to talk about some of the other girls on the roster too.
Well, sure, they both got significant roles. We count on those two for just about everything. Including points, rebounds, they generally defend the best kid, and you know, Katie's got some significant games. She's very good inside and is a deadly three-point shooter. And Lexi is really the ultimate kid that's a forward size-wise, but with guard skills. And that really gives us an edge night in and night out.
Todd, where were you worried that you were going to have some holes to fill in here? Where was it just the leadership at guard? Was that – I know Lexi can handle the ball too, but were you worried about that? And I know you have some youngsters I want to talk about that have really filled the void.
We had a lot of holes to fill. I mean, that senior class was four starters, eight deep in kids that contributed quite a bit and really were, you know, have been the backbone for the program. And this group now was really the underpinning to that group last year. They contributed in many ways, and now it's their turn. They're taking full advantage.
Well, you had a big win last night. You got one more left, ladies. You've got, it'd be senior night, looks like, I'm assuming, against Greece Arcadia on Tuesday. Boy, I always think, you know, I get worried when you guys have played a few close games, Jamesville DeWitt, and you had a loss to Endwell, a loss to Will South. Girls, when it comes to those tight games, let me ask you this. Lexi, now you're a junior. In those tight games, how much do you rely on your experience to get you through the nervousness? Or do you not even have nervousness at this point?
No, I definitely have nerves. But like you said, experiences, like me getting pulled up in eighth grade and playing in close games freshman year and sophomore year and our run last year, it helped so much to be able to like look back on like, the close games that we had and take how I played in that and how the team played and how we were able to get through it to help me with these games this year.
And Katie, I'm about 80% on this question. Is Greg Bishoping your dad?
Yes, he is.
Okay, now he's coach. He used to be a basketball coach, right?
Yes. How
much did you grow up around being at practices, and I guess how much did that kind of shape you as a young player?
I would sit on his lap at 10 at night and watch film with him every single night, and it just helped me to read the game more and become a better basketball player. And you know, he works out with me every single day after school before practice, and just that just helps so much in having that role model to look up to and that extra coach, you know.
Can you beat him in horse or one-on-one yet?
I have beaten him in 1v1, but he'll probably deny that if you ask him.
He's pretty tall, though, Katie. Boy, you must have been hot from long range. So, Lexi, the cat's out of the bag. Can you tell me, are there any superstitions before a game, like one sock up, one sock down? You gotta slap five with a certain sequence of players. What are some superstitions?
No, not like that. It's more like if we're going into a game and coach is like, oh, like we've got this. Like, that is okay, but if it's like, oh, we're going to win, kind of stresses me out a little bit. Or if we're looking forward, that's more how I am.
So, Coach Julian, you need to...
Always got to knock on wood.
You need to tailor your pregame speeches so they don't freak Lexi out? Is that what we're talking about here?
I just need to bring some wood in. Lexi knocks on wood all the time. Usually it's a hardwood floor. If we're in a room that's carpeted, it's a little bit of a stress ball for her.
This is a serious thing. This is not kidding. This is not radio. This is really serious. All right. I love the giggles. This is great. Would you be sleeping right now, ladies, if I wasn't on the radio with you?
No, we have practice.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. He drove all the way back from Brockport last night, and he's making a practice. Boy, I guess that's how you're champions.
Of course.
Coach, I think I've asked you this. I don't know if I've asked you out in the air, but, you know, all the Julian girls have gone now, right? They've all graduated. They have lives. You're probably a grandparent a few times over at this point. Why do you keep coaching? I really thought, Todd, you'd be like, okay, I'm done.
I don't know if you asked me that before either, but I was never in it for my kids. You know, that was just a byproduct and a real plus I have. I love coaching all my kids, as difficult as it was sometimes. But I'm in it because I love it, and this is a group of kids that I would, you know, that I would stay with. There's quite a few groups coming up that I'm already attached to, and I'm all in, still all in, Jeff.
Well, it's great to hear. Good to talk to you. I know it's in a way, it's kind of like me, when I was like a sports writer, it kind of becomes part of who you are a little bit, and you're a coach, and I can see that now. And I'll tell you, all those young coaches out there, if you take some knocks into championship games, call Todd Julian, because if I remember correctly, and I gotta go, but Todd, I think it was five championship games you lost before you won your first one. Is that number
six.
Right?
Six
championships.
We lost in six straight finals.
That's a great test to resilience and grit, and I admire it. So, Todd, thanks for coming on the show early. We appreciate it. Good luck in sectionals until you see the blue and the gold across from me. I have to root for Irondequoit now. It's just they pay me the money, so I got to do it. All right?
I know. We figured that. And hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate all you do for high school sports. You really make it great, Jeff. Thank you.
Good to talk to Todd Julian. Ladies, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon, hopefully in a gym near close to you all. All right, that's Pittsford men and girls basketball. That was fun. That was fun. They're chasing Irondequoit. They're right now in position for the number two seed, Irondequoit number one. Irondequoit has won like 13 out of 14 now. Canandaigua was there. And then Aquinas. Watch out for Aquinas. I just got to say that. They're 15-4. You never know how good they are. I haven't seen them, but you never know. All right, we'll take our first break. As we do that, I want to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. Don't listen to about all these other places. If you want to find the most affordable quality work to get your bathroom remade, it's Bath Fitter. Check them out online, bathfitter.com. Give them a call today for a schedule your no-pressure free consultation. Hey, all you teachers out there, you got some time this week probably, right? You're not working at school. 349-9940, 349-9940. Remodel with confidence. Remodel with my friends from Bath Fitter. We'll take our first break. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Sheet happens! Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com!
If going over 200 miles per hour in an Apache helicopter in the black of night sounds like your idea of a good time, then you might want to check out the U.S. Army's Warrant Officer Flight Program. You'll get to fly some of the most exciting and advanced helicopters in the world, like the Apache and Blackhawk. And you won't be in the air doing traffic reports or checking out the scenery. You'll be flying on exciting missions. You can earn your pilot's license and get paid well to do so. Very well. For more information, call Geneva at 781-2200, Greece at 663-3690, Henrietta at 427-8600, or Newark at 331-7625. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. The attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college, or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There are plenty of professional sports teams in Rochester, but there's also a lot of great high school sports action in each town in our area. When's the last time you checked out a high school game? Session 5 sports are about more than just wins and losses. They're about teaching teamwork, dedication, and discipline. So support the kids who play for your school. Get out and watch a high school game today. For more information, including schedules, rosters, and stats, visit section5.org. That's section v.org. Brought to you by the Monroe County League and Section 5.
College Assistance Plus has worked with thousands of families, saving them millions of dollars. It can be stressful choosing the right college, but we're here to help. CA Plus will guide you from college visits to college graduation and through every step in between. Each student and family situation is different, and we work to accommodate those specific needs. Call today for a free family meeting, 585-582-1846, or visit collegeassistanceplus.com for more information. College is expensive. College Assistance Plus can help.
Think of the RIT In-N Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT In-N Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at I at Honda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really going to have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at I at Honda.
Hi, this is Dan DeLight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
800 used vehicles to choose from. One location, bobjohnsonused.com.
Saturday, the Syracuse Orange have a tough road test as they travel to Florida State. Coverage follows Soccer Sam at noon Saturday on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We are back on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Yes, my wife and daughter came home last night with two heart-shaped pizzas. And I have the picture to prove it on my phone. But, hey, visit our website, ConnorsandFerrisShow.com. It has all of our sponsors on there. And without them, I couldn't be doing this show. I don't do this for free. And the sponsors help pay for us to be on the air. So please support them because they support Section 5 Sports and our radio show, 17th year. There she is, heart-shaped pizza. There you are, Francesca. Oh, almost forgot. It came off. She gave me a sticker saying number one dad on it for Valentine's Day, and it fell off. Anyway, so our U.S. Army segment where I don't talk about my daughter. I talk about our athletes of the week and our coach of the week and our team of the week. So I want to tell you all about all that right now. And I tell you about the Army. The Army can help pay for your college education. There are more than 150 different careers in the U.S. Army, and please check them out on Facebook. Easiest way to connect with our recruiters, get up to the search field, and you can just search for Grease Army Career Center. In a couple clicks, you can be talking to our recruiters about how the Army can help pay for your college education. Our Athletes of the Week are brought to you by the Pittsford Pub. Our Girls Athlete of the Week is from Aquinas Basketball. Her name is Chanel Alexander. The junior guard had 23 points, 4 assists, and 4 steals in a win over School of the Arts. She also had 15 points in a loss to Mercy. She's averaging 22.6 points per game. That's good for 7th in Section 5 at 15-4. Like I said, Aquinas is no one that anybody wants to play in the Class A sectional tournament. On the boys' side, he's a record maker. We're going to talk to him a little bit. Our boys' athlete of the week is from Elba Basketball, Colton Dillon. The senior guard scored a career-high 47 points and grabbed 23 rebounds en route to becoming the school's all-time leading scorer in Thursday's 76-46 win over Kendall. That clinched the Genesee Region title and the top seed in the Class D2 tournament for the Lancers. He also had 20 points in Tuesday's 81-75 comeback win at Lindenville. Congrats to Colton Dillon from Elba Basketball, our boys' athlete of the week, and Chanel Alexander, our girls' athlete of the week. Pittsburgh Pub's a great place to watch a ball game. Syracuse plays at noon. Get over there, have some lunch, and watch a ball game right there. Our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week honors some coach who makes the difference not only in wins and losses, but in changing lives of their student athletes. It's her 29th season as coach. Her name is Karen Schuster from Livonia Girls Basketball. She hasn't lost a bit of desire in 29 seasons as a coach. She's a 1982 graduate of the Livingston County School. She has 416 career wins. That ranks 5th all-time in Section 5 history, and that's more wins than any other female coach in Section 5 basketball history. In 2016, the Bulldogs won it all. The Class B state championship made it all the way to the Federation's finals, 24-5 on the season. This is from Athletic Director Mark Kress. The passion and energy she brings to her program year in and year out is why her teams routinely compete for championships. Every opponent in our region knows when they face the Lady Bulldogs, they're in for a fight. Livonia closed the regular season at home on Tuesday against Avon in a battle of 16-3 teams. Congrats to G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, Karen Schuster. And now let's tell you about we'll let John Baccasino tell you about it.
Community College Team of the Week. It's the Pittsford Boys Swimming and Diving Team.
When it comes to Section 5 boys swimming, no one does it better or at a higher level than Pittsford. The Panthers posted their Section 5 record 18th straight sectional crown, winning the Class A title with a score of 512.5. Congratulations to Pittsford Boys Swimming and Diving, our Finger Lakes Community College Team of the Week. From its rigorous academic offerings and top-notch championship-caliber athletics programs to its beautiful athletics facilities and lakeside campus, find out more about FLCC online at flcc.edu. Finger Lakes Community College, a proud supporter of Section 5 athletics.
Why would I think it'd be short, right, Rich? All right, we got to go to break. We are late. Finger Lakes has a open house on Tuesday night, flcc.edu. We'll go to break, come back. Spence Ward Hockey right here. It's the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore Pizza.
Weddings, proms, any special event, get the look at Vittorio's. Discover the finest tuxedos and suits in Rochester with a personalized fit for your special day. Vittorio's carries one of the area's largest rental selections of designer tuxedos and accessories, including Slim Fit. And Vittorio's can color match dresses from any retailer. Out-of-town guests can use their nationwide fitting network. Enter to win free prom and wedding tuxedos at rochestertux.com. Vittorio's, 1900 Eastridge Road. Call 467-7711. We want you looking great. Great.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Sheet happens! Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com!
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. The attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Think of the RIT In-Am Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at iHonda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really going to have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at iHonda.
Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show, is sponsored by Total Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Have no fear, Total Comfort is here. Visit TotalComfortNewYork.com. That's TotalComfortNY.com.
342 SUVs to choose from. All makes, all models. Starting from $69.95. One location. BobJohnsonUs.com.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Later today, the RIT Tigers wrap up their weekend series with Bentley. Tiger Tailgate begins our coverage at 4:30 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Somehow we're on time. This is amazing. It's the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. I thought we were late for this, but we're in good shape. We're in good shape. And a team that is still in good shape, the Spencer Boyer Rangers hockey program. Let me remind you, folks, it's just two seasons ago, this team, this varsity, was a two-win team. 2-17-1 is what their season was. Last year, a big breakthrough. And right now, they're 17-2 with the Monroe County Division II champion. And they're going to be joining us in just a minute. And they have a second-year coach. His name is Ryan Ford. I will give a quick shout-out to Fairport, which had a big week in hockey, since we're talking hockey. In fact, one of their guys, a couple of their guys were my runners-up for Athletes of the Week. Colin Harrington had a good week. But Fairport, they beat Greece 5-1. And they beat Victor last night 4-1. And then the annual Pink the Rink game last Saturday night, it was 5-2 over Pittsford. So, and Harrington, I think, had a goal and assist against Victor last night. Victor lost also 4-3 to Penfield earlier in the week, too. Big win for Penfield, not so much for Victor. It must be the Terranova jinx. They got a new superintendent this week, Tim Terranova, and all of a sudden, boom, the whole thing goes down. Luckily, Victor High, or basketball, big win last night at Penfield after a close first half. That was a weird game. Victor got way up early. Penfield came back at the half, and then Victor owned the second half. But what a program, and what a team this season for Victor. All right, but a team, 17-2 on the season. Let's welcome on the head coach of the Spencer Board Varsity Hockey Program. His name is Ryan Ford. Ryan, welcome back to the show on the Special Tees Hotline. How are you?
Jeff, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. You know, did you come in with this, you know, the teams that have a taste of success, it can go, I think it really can go one of two ways. Either they get a little fat and they sit back and they don't work, or they're like, hey, we really like this. We have to work harder to stay on top. What did you see out of this group in the offseason?
Yeah, definitely. So this year, to be honest, nothing really needed to be said as far as goals or anything like that from the start, from the summer workout programs. Everyone knew what the focus was this year, what our goal was, and the kids just got to work as soon as we started our summer workout programs.
Well, it's you guys have outscored teams 122-60. This season, and your Division I champs. Facebook Live just went away for me here. Just going to relaunch it here. Sorry, fellas. AJ, can you pronounce your last name for me, young man? Hussar?
Husser.
Husser. A lot easier than I did it.
Yep.
Okay. So you tell me, what was the offseason like for this group? What did you you guys have a lot of workouts. Tell me what kind of workout regimen you guys have.
Yeah, we met at our high school, and we did a lot of, like, workout stuff, like running, stick handling stuff. And it was a lot of fun because we pretty much knew that we needed to start early because it was going to be a big season. We had a lot of potential, so it was nice to get started early before the actual season started.
AJ, have you noticed teams are approaching games against you differently? Do you feel like you're getting a different level of intensity from them because the success you had last year?
Yeah, I feel like now that teams know that we're getting towards the top of the, like, we're getting better, I feel like they want to beat us even more than they did before. So I think it makes our team take the games even more seriously than we did before, and it helps us play well.
AJ, a little birdie told me, named Ford, told me that your dad played hockey at Aquinas and in Brockport. How much of an influence has he been on your career and your development over the years as a young hockey player? Was he a defenseman too?
He was. He's had a big impact on me. He's given me tips and given me feedback after every game about what I've done right, what I need to work on. So, yeah, it's helped me a lot in the years.
Is he brutally honest or is he constructive in his criticism?
A little bit of both.
That's good. I one time told my high school girlfriend after a volleyball game that she didn't play well in that, well, I said I'd tell you played great tonight, but I'd be lying, and she burst into tears. And I said, well, that's what my dad said to me. That's a true story. That's what my father said to me last Tuesday when I played terrible in my basketball game. She's like, how could you say that to me? True story.
That's great.
True story, yeah.
That's funny.
So let's talk about some other guys on this team, Coach, because you got a great balance here offensively. AJ Giannavola, how'd I do?
Giannavola,
37 goals, 29 assists. Luke Fedeli, 23-30. Jason Ubelacker, 15-29. Mark New, 10-29. And Ryan Plouffe, 16-17. I can go right down the list. Are you more balanced than last year, and how much does it help you, Coach?
Yeah, so, I mean, all those kids, for the most part, you know, led our team last year as well. So that was a nice thing coming back. We knew we would have some firepower. But I think what's most eye-popping, at least from a coach, is how well they've rounded out their games. Last year, we were just trying to run and gun and try to outscore our problems. And this year, taking pride in the defensive zone and learning that that will lead to offense for those big guys has been fun to watch, you know, from the bench.
Well, last year, I know, AJ, this, things did not work out the way you wanted in sectionals. 5-2 loss to a Webster Thomas team. Let's face it, they were really, really good. Did they make it all the way to the state final, Coach? Really far. Didn't they go pretty far?
They went to the state final four, lost to Skinny Atlas, who won it all. So, and basically it was whoever was going to win that game was going to win the state. So they were a great team. They're a great team this year. We actually play them tonight. So big test for us tonight.
I didn't even know that. I got really lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gone. I'm doing it again. The reverse jinx of the DNC. Or the DNC. The radio show jinx. All right.
Exactly. No, so we still got the scar from last year and hopefully learning from it. And we'll see how we do tonight. And we'll learn from tonight, win, lose, or draw. And we'll get ready for sectionals here.
AJ, how pumped are you guys? And do you need to at all kind of temper that to make sure you don't take it off your game? Or do you use that motivation?
I can tell recently our team's been really excited for tonight. Everyone's taking it really seriously. And just by what people are doing today to get ready for the game, I think it's helping our team. I think we'll be able to play our game tonight. Hopefully it goes as planned.
And hopefully you guys are playing again in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that's our main goal.
Coach, what do you like about this group? I've said a few things, but you tell me, what do you like about this team and this group of guys?
Again, I think what you know, from a coaching aspect, what I enjoy most from this team is our leadership group, our seniors, juniors, even our sophomores are starting to chip in with positive reinforcement throughout games. And you know, I really don't need to say that much. Coach Fidelli doesn't really need to say that much in between periods. These guys are starting to take it on themselves and realizing that, you know, they control the outcome of the game with their attitude more than anything. And when they're dialed in and playing right, we're a pretty effective team, and they're starting to realize that. So I think that's the biggest change from this year to last year. Last year, now, granted, we had leadership last year, but like I said, we just tried to run and gun and outscore our problems, where this year we're more focused on all the details that matter in a hockey game.
Coach, do you I'm looking at some of your scores, and this is no disrespect to your opponents, but moving forward to keep this thing progressing, do you envision trying to get some tougher games against tougher, maybe even out-of-section schools?
Yeah, that was certainly a focus this year. If you look at an away game, we went up and played Oswego up in their barn. That's a great hockey team. Unfortunately, fell short there, but that game was by design. We went up to Lake Placid this year. They were eighth in the state at the time. We played some great hockey and beat them Friday and Saturday. So we certainly put some tougher road games on our schedule as a way to get battle-tested for you know, the real season that matters, which is sectionals.
AJ, any plans for the for winter break? I know you're going to say hockey, 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 but anything crazy? Niagara Falls, are you doing anything?
No, not really. Pretty much just practice every day, get ready for sectionals.
Laser focus, young man. Well done. Hey, we got to run to a break, but good to talk to you again. Hopefully it's your turn to take a little trip on the state tournament run like Webster Thomas, and best of luck to both the Rangers and the Titans tonight. Coach Ford, good to have you back on the show. Appreciate it.
Jeff, I appreciate it. Anytime, man.
AJ, what's that stand for? Anthony John?
Andrew John.
Andrew John. Close. My dad is Anthony John. So, hey, best of luck to you, young man.
Thank you.
All right. AJ Husser and Coach Ryan Ford right here on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. As I take you into our last break, I want to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. Great company. They do more volume here than most cities in America, top five in the country. Why is that so? Not because Rochester has a bunch of houses that need new bathrooms. It's because they do great work. And Bath Fitter folks tell other people, hey, my bathroom was done by Bath Fitter. Check them out. They can remake your bathroom in one day. If you need it done that quick, they can do it. Or you do it over time. Tell me you heard about her here on the DNCU. That's twice now, Rich. What is going on? On the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. And we'd appreciate that. They can give you a new tub, a seamless one-piece wall unit that's easy to keep clean and looking new. Call today for a no-pressure free consultation in your home, 349-9940. 349-9940. Remodel with confidence. Remodel with Bath Fitter. Bathfitter.com. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. It's the floor in your house. Of course you need someone you can trust. We know who to call. The folks at Brockport Custom Carpet have been in business for almost 50 years. That's right, 50-50. Whether it's carpet, linoleum, ceramic tile, the latest in laminate or hardwood flooring, Brockport Custom Carpet has it. What about vinyl waterproof plank flooring? Well, they've got that too. So give Charlie Hage and his hardworking crew a call. They do flooring anywhere in the great state of New York, commercial or residential. Brockport Custom Carpet will floor you. Call 585-637-7551 to get a free estimate or visit the website brockportcustomcarpet.com.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Sheet happens! Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. The attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
It's crazy what people will do to get a deal on electronics this time of year.
I know, Dad. Let's try to make it super easy to land a new flat-screen TV.
How's this? When our customers buy a Vanderstein Toyota this Friday, they get a free Samsung 43-inch 4K TV. They put Vanderstein Toyota excitement in their driveway and get something awesome for their house, too.
And they still get to use Toyota's Black Friday cashback incentives.
Check out Vanderstein Toyota this Friday. We want to move you.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college, or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Where you are on your health journey, the Y is here to help. The latest workout equipment, hundreds of exercise classes, free wellness consultations, all included in your membership. Free child watch and plenty of youth programming make the Y the perfect place for your entire family. Achieve your health goals with the help of the Y. Visit us in person or online at rochesteryMCA.org to join right now.
Get ready to fuel your hustle with an afternoon pick-me-up from Dunkin'. From 2 to 6 p.m., get any size Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Sip smooth with our signature original blend. Go bold with a rich iced dark roast. Or try yours with new Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors. Any size Dunkin' iced coffee is $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Grab yours and keep on running. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at Iyad Honda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really going to have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at Iyad Honda.
800 used vehicles to choose from. One location, BobJohnsonUsed.com.
Saturday night, the NHL Outdoor Series heads to the Air Force Academy as the Colorado Avalanche host the LA Kings. Coverage begins at 8 Saturday night on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Back to the Special Tees Hotline. Remember, great company down in Geneseo, Special Tees, can outfit your team. Check out their great stuff online, specialtees1.com. That's T-E-S and the number one.com. Our first guest is making radio history on my program. 17 years in, I can tell you this is the first time ever I've had a guest named Chachi. Chachi Zambito, I'm not trying to make fun of you because I was almost named Dino. Were you named after the great character from Happy Days, Coach Zambito?
Actually, no, I get that a lot. Just as Charles is a family name, so we have a lot of nicknames. But, yeah, I ended up with Chachi, so we roll with it.
I love it. I love it. Well, and you guys have been rolling. Six straight wins for the Lancers, 17-2 on the season, and a big win on Thursday, 76-46 over Kendall. And not only big because it clinched the number one seed in sectionals, the GR title, but also a couple record breakers. Colin O'Halloran, 356 career assists to take over the career lead from Kevin Austin. And our next guest, he's our Athlete of the Week. His name is Colton Dillon. Became the all-time leading scorer in school history, 1,248 points after, I'm assuming, Colton, 47 is a single-game career high for you. True, yes?
Yes, yes.
How many points did you need coming into the game, and were you guys trying to get you the record Thursday night?
I think I needed like 38, 39. I think they knew that I was chasing the record. I might have taken shots that I didn't really need to, but after that I started playing a little bit more smart.
No, you had 38 points and a big win over Notre Dame that had avenged an earlier loss. Coach, tell me a little bit about this young man and what, not only just this team, but other sports programs. I'm from a small sport school, and it sounds like he's just a guy that's had his fingerprints all over every team he plays on.
You know, the thing that I've always admired about Colton is that his work ethic and his motivation matches his talent. And at a small school, that's rare. You don't always get that. So that's kind of turned him into the player that he is now. And he's earned every bit of success that he's had so far this season, for sure.
And Colton, I failed to mention this. It was Joe Bizon's record, 1,240 you broke. But you had 23 rebounds the other night, and you talk about what coaches said, effort and hard work. Rebounding's hard work. How do you try to get your imprint on a game? What do you try to do to change a game, Colton?
That's one thing I actually try to focus on, rebounding too. I mean, my dad stresses that to me a lot. You'll hear him yell, rebound. That's another way I try to impact the game other than our offense and defense. So
2 years ago, you guys won sectionals, right?
Yeah, we got three. Yeah, we won three. It in 17. Yep.
And I'm assuming you were on that team, Colton?
Yeah, I got pulled up that year.
Okay. How special would it be to close this out for you with another Section 5 title?
It would be really – I mean, I've won a couple sectional titles and a couple sports, so basketball, that'd just be crazy. Nothing like that in and out my senior year, for sure.
And how much has it helped you to have a guard like Colin O'Halloran to set you up?
It's honestly really good. I mean, he can give me the ball whenever. We have that nice connection. We're pretty good.
Coach, let me ask you about some of the other guys on this team, because I think I read last night, Zach, is it Marcel?
Marcel, yep.
He's a former manager on the team, and now had 7 3-pointers in a game.
Yeah, actually, we have another manager, CJ Gallagher, two sophomores. They were with us in the 17 year when we won the sectional championship, but they could both shoot it, man. They're fearless, they're gamers, and it's crazy that at this time of the year especially, I like to go through old pictures and watch old, games and stuff, and seeing them as little kids on our bench and being excited to watch guys like, you know, the Tucker Bezons and the Henry Flummers and that whole senior class, the way that they looked up to them, and now they're on the team, and they're not just on the team, they contribute. It's pretty cool how it's come full circle like that for them, for sure.
Colton, you guys trailed at Lindenville almost the entire game. You end up pulling out an 81-75 victory. Are you the type of guy, when you guys need some poise, are you just like, give me the ball, or how do you try to communicate to your teammates when you guys are, you know, you need some communication?
I wouldn't say like I would take the ball, but I guess I just go for what's more open. I mean, a lot of times you will see me at the free throw line when it's a close game, for sure. I feel like I'm pretty clutch in those moments, I'd say.
Well, you've had a tremendous career. I wish you guys the best of luck trying to finish it off with a Section 5 title. Colton Dillon, our Athlete of the Week, congratulations, and good luck in sectionals, young man.
Thank you.
Chachi Zambito, you must be – I can only imagine – you must be part of the whole Zambito coaching tree, and that's a good tree to be on. Good luck to you and the Lancers, Chachi.
Jeff, thanks for having us on today, man. Appreciate it.
All right, great to be shifting this out to the Genesee region. Hey, and good luck to Mike Rapone, Batavia Notre Dame head coach, going after win number 700 Wednesday night at Lindenville. All you Section 5 local Rochester media, get your butts to Lindenville on Wednesday night. We're never going to see it again. 700 wins. Thanks to my producer, Rich Stone. Thanks to all of our guests. You've been listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Have a great week, everybody.
Cancer doesn't care. We do.
Local resources help you overcome barriers.